Good evening, Aboisai. Good evening, good evening. What would you say is the halacha if you are, if you see, you notice on Shabbos morning that the Erev string, as it's called, is down. And you know that very obviously many Yidden rely on the Erev. Now, a little secret that every good Erev has got backups, including the Edra Erev, of course. There's quite a number of backups. But assuming that we're leaving this point out, there's very solid backups. But let's leave out this element. Assuming that really the Erev, the string is down, and hence the Erev is possible. You notice that on Shabbos morning. I'd like to know, what would you say is the correct, what's the halacha you meant to do? What are you allowed to do?
Say nothing.
Say nothing. Very interesting that you're saying that. Why do you say so?
Because then people will not be doing it on purpose, but lazy or...
Yeah, they will show you.
If they don't know, and if they knew, what they're going to do. So if they don't know, and if they're ignorant...
So better not to say. Very interesting. Your paskent is very much in line with one of the very, very choshev rabbonim in Yerushalayim, one of the gedolei Yerushalayim, the Rebbe of Yerushalayim Zalman, Rebbe David Baran. He says precisely what you were saying. He said that anybody who's got, he said, you know what? People who carry, Rebbe David Baran said that, apparently, Yaakov Bloy quotes it, that anybody who doesn't have Eira now, it's such a remote level it's less than shoygeg. It's complete. They assume that the Erev is up and it's not really up. David Baran says don't say anything and it's fine. There's no issa involved because it's and the people who don't know, some people would know they'll be over. So it's better not to say. He said don't say anything. You don't need to say anything. This is not in line with what Roy Poiskim say though. What would you say? Very good. Very good. So you are basically from the Mishnah, here, yes, that Lemaisa, that, Moshe says, one second, that doesn't make sense. If the Erev is down, people will carry over an Issa. It's an Issa to carry. It's an Issa to carry. You've got to let them know, you must tell them.
But you're not going to be able to tell everybody.
Yes, you have to have messengers. What I've seen happening, you have to have messengers in every shul. In Edgewood, it's still possible to do that. It still is possible to do that. You can. How many shuls are there?
15.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the expert. 15-ish. Okay. So you send 50 messengers into each shul. It's possible. It's not. Not. Very good. Very good. But of course, what the thought that has to be explored as well, is it mutter to... Exactly, very good. Good thinking. Are you allowed to tell a goy to put the Erev up on Shabbos or not? You get a no. So you get a no. So here it is, that the answer is, the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that however machmir you are, with regards to Amir al-Anochi, this is a perfect example, says the Mishnah Berurah in a second, of a permitted instance of doing Amir al-Anochi. Why? It's true that it is an Issa to put the Erev back up, but by asking a goy, Amir al-Anochi, of something which is Tzorich Mitzvah for a Mitzvah purpose, it is. It's a Mitzvah purpose because otherwise people are doing Averas. And it's also for the public. It's Tzorich Rabim. We've got a combination of public need and mitzvah need, both joined together. Amir al-Anochi is permitted. That's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. So if the Erev is down, don't keep it a secret. Get a goy to fix it up. And the truth is, there is a goy. The Edra Erev happens to have a goy that is...
Yeah, I suppose you'd have to ask somebody in the street or somebody.
Yeah, I think that there is people... It needs to be somebody who's a bit more... He needs to be a technical, knowledgeable person who knows how to put screws back into the wall. So unlike my...
Like that today, then?
Indeed, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaten Chav... Hey, Rabbi Yisai, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaten Chav, page 112. It is permitted to tell the goy to fix the eruv shenizkalkel which broke down per Shabbos on Shabbos. People should not be over on anything. Should not be over on anything. And it is certainly fine to rely on the opinion of the Bala Itta, Lahatir, to allow Shvus, and it's the Rabbonu Damira, Filumeloch Dereisa, even if it's a Dereisa matter, to fix the Eruv, which it probably is. You're still allowed to, Bemoke Mitzvah, the Rabbim, if it's a Mitzvah, and it's a public need, you're certainly allowed to do so. V'chein, Tzedas, the Primogodim, Leil, Besoiv, Siv, Chobes, and that's what the Primogodim Paskin. So that is, I witnessed it myself once. That is actually somebody that in an Eruv, they relied on this. I think we came once down, and the person who is responsible of the Eruv, I witnessed it myself. I asked the guy to fix it up.
So do you have to, what about if I think sometimes that they have a guy on standby all the time. I don't know.
They do.
Yeah. So they, because if you don't have a guy on standby, what happens if you get an ordinary stranger and he wants payment? And he says, I'm not going to do it until you pay me.
Yeah, the truth is the guy will get payment. They'll probably see to it after Shabbos. Yeah, but either way, even if they would need to get paid, it's fine. You have to sort it out.
In the area of Edgeware, for example, and I suppose Hendon, they have a team of non-Jews.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But how do they tell them? What are they? How do they communicate to these non-Jews? Can you fix the area at this particular...
I don't know what the way of communication is. They may be locals. I don't know how they...
They can ask directly.
Yeah, you cannot. You don't have to. No, it doesn't have to be. It can be. Yeah, very good point. Thanks for reminding me that it's just a very important point. When we are saying that asking a goy to do a malacha is mutter if it's for mitzvah and for public need, this is so much mutter that you don't have to ask it beremiz. You can ask it outright, straight out. You can say, please, can you fix the string over there and screw it back on? You don't have to do it in any awkward manner. You can do it straight at mamash, really with absolute indirect way. And here again, obviously, since there's a heter, it's permitted to ask to do this, amigal anochi. So obviously, also, there is no issa of hano. The issa of hano doesn't exist. So it's permitted to have hano from it, yeah. Even then, it's a kol tzorich rabim and a tzorich mitzvah and it's mutter. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. As long as you've got some people who rely on it. Yeah, okay. Siv Gimel, that's an interesting case. Siv Gimel tells us what happens if you've got a... Siv Gimel tells us what happens in the following scenario. Im oima odom le'avdo ele shivchosoi. A person has got a maid servant, who either an eved, a maid servant, shivchosoi, shivcha leilech to go with him, v'hidlik aneya. So he asked his maid servant or his helper, he asked, do you mind to come with me? So he asked to accompany him. So the room is dark, and he's not actually asking specifically the guy, please switch the light on for me. No, he didn't do that. But he said, do you mind to come with me? This room is you know, he walks with him into the dark room. And as he walked into the dark room, the guy switched the light on. So he didn't ask, what would you say? But he did ask, just to be clear, he did ask to come with him. He asked, do you mind to come with me? Come with me. Yeah, and then he walks into the room with him, and the room is pitch dark. And now, inevitably, the guy is going to switch the light on. Unless he knows too much Hilchas Shabbos. But he's going to switch the light on. So you're allowed to do that or not? You're allowed to ask the guy, please accompany me.
And you're not forcing.
You're not forcing. Look what Shulchan Aruch says. What would you say? Says Shulchan Aruch, Im oima adam le'avdoi, the person says to his eved or shivchosoi, leilech imoi, come with me. And remember, it's an eved or shivcho, which basically, they have to listen. That person is his maidservant, it's his servant. They've got to listen to the master. Come with me, leilech imoi, ve'hidliku edaneh, and then he switched the light on. Half of pi, shigam hem tzichim loi, they need the light themselves. The maidservant needs the light herself. She's going to run right into the table, into the chairs. She needs the light as well. But why did she switch the light on? Who for? Not really. For the master. Because the master was in the first place the one who asked her to go there. She never really wanted to go there. She was quite happy on the couch where she was before. She was quite happy with her. She was quite happy where she was. She didn't have a choice. The master asked her to come with me. She got up. She went to come with me into the room, and then she came into the room, and it's pitch dark, switch the light. She could have been quite happily out of that dark room. So when she switched the light on, she didn't do it for the goy, for herself. The main walking she did for the Yid, for the master. And because she did it for the Yid, therefore, it's a problem. So it's a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush element over here? Why is it a Chiddush? Didn't tell directly, yeah. It says that Afal Pishikam Hem Tzichim Lo Ein Tzalei Tzorech Yehudi Kivin Sheikar Alicha B'Shvil Yisrael. Yeah, so he said, it's true. So you're right. But what a point is that the light that is on now, who was it for? Okay, and therefore, in terms of Hanah.
But he didn't ask you to do this.
Yeah, but you're right. You're right. But look at Sif Aleph again. Look at Sif Aleph. Any Yehudi, Shilik Ezaneh B'Shvil Yisrael, also the Koil. That in terms of Hanah, it doesn't make a difference if I asked or not. This is going back to our first point that we made. That there's a distinction between Amir Lenochi and Hanah. And Hanah, even if I didn't ask, I'm not allowed to have any benefit, which if something was made for the Yid.
He said you don't need to leave as well.
In terms of leaving, you don't.
If he comes in, turns a lot or without being asked, you don't have to leave.
Yeah, but 1 second. Why did the master suddenly ask for. Yeah. It is. So. So, but you are right. Let's continue with the Ramah, because the Ramah does say, "Umutol loyim al Yehudi lelechim olitel ne'er dolu kvar." You are allowed to ask, says the Ramah, you're allowed to ask the goy to come with you, lelechim to go with him, little ne'er dolu kvar. You are allowed to ask the goy if there is a candle, you know, a candle, you know, like a torch, kind of the same equivalent of a torch nowadays, is a candle on the thing. You meant to take the candle with you. And then, could you come with me? And then by asking, please come with me, she's inevitably going to take the candle with, because she knows she's going to be in a pitch dark room. So that's fine. So here we've got an example that if you ask, do you mind, I'm going into that room over there, it's a pitch dark room. You ask the maidservant, do you mind to come with me? And then she says, where are you going? He says, I'm going in that dark room over there. If she is now going to take a candle with her, that's fine. You don't have to say, oh, drop it, keep it here. Why? Why can you?
It's just for her.
It's for both, really. But the point is that all it is, she's not really doing a melacha. What is she doing? She's just doing that muktzah. So we're learning now that in terms of muktzah, instead of in terms of tiltul haner, the carrying of a candle, here that's fine. So there's a distinction between if she goes into the bedroom and she switches the light on, that's not acceptable. But if she's just taking the candle with, along with her when she walks on, that's okay. That's what we're learning. Yeah. Okay. Now, maybe this may be a point of here of discussing a little bit of a hotel shaila. What would be the halacha? That's an interesting shaila. I'm not very... familiar with hotels, yet, I suppose, yeah. But what would be the halacha on Shabbos if you've got the goyisha workers who work in the hotel, and they, the owner of the hotel, that's in terms of the owner, the balabos of the hotel, who is a yid, is he allowed that the goyish workers go upstairs and downstairs, and they go up and down with the elevator, by taking a lift up and down? Is it?
It's part of their job. It's for the
goyish benefit. Not what is that? Well, they're over on various melachas. The goy by the going up and down. It's not a Shabbos lift kind of thing, But, you know, they're doing all the havaras by going up and down. Are you allowed to ask? It's their job. Yeah, they're changing the beddings. They're doing, bring this and bring it down. And instead of going the 8 floors up, they're just going.
But it's like a shul. He gets paid weekly.
Okay.
So he can do malachas and Shabbos because he's getting paid weekly, not specifically for the Shabbos.
Yeah, but in terms of, okay, let's just go to the hotel Shaila first. Who? It's a bit different than the case you're talking. What would you say? Are they allowed to? Or does the hotel only need to say that, you know, you mustn't use it, you have to. Lemaisa's on poskim asa, and they say as follows: ultimately, whose benefit is it? There is, I could hear very strongly that it's mutter, but lemaisa's on poskim asa. The reason why it should be mutter is that what? They don't have a benefit. You'd say that the reason why they're doing it is they're doing it for their own sake. Lemaisa many poskim amachmir, and the reason for that is because what happens if they are more, if they don't have to walk upstairs and downstairs, so ultimately that they're much more efficient, correct? And who gains from the fact that they're more efficient?
Yeah, they're good to set them out for rooms each day. This is your
thing. Yeah, but ultimately, so the many poskim, including Amnissim Karelitz and Avi Yashiv, they said that ultimately, the one who's benefiting nice is the eat. He's the hotel owner. Instead of having to employ 8 members of staff, he's quite happily employing 2 members of staff who can do the same amount of work. So he said, because, you know, if you tell the instructions, okay, you may not use this elevator on Shabbos, you have to schlep up and down. They'll be moaning and groaning, but after, it's a 9-to-5 job. How fast they're going to go, however, you know, they'll be moaning, but if that's the job initially, what they're assigned to do, that's the job. Take it or leave it. So ultimately, it's going to be just the workload will be, you know, then ultimately, who's the one benefiting? I can really hear that swara. So ultimately, the one who is benefiting from, who is the one who's benefiting? It's the yeet, it's the hotel owner.
No, not really. I don't see that. Because during the week, you've employed the amount of people you need to do whatever you need to do. Right? And that would be the same for Shabbos. It wouldn't change. They would say, oh, actually.
No, if, yeah.
You can make it more practical. You can say, if the hotel owner's and he asked the guy to do a malacha, but not, he asked the guy to do something, but not as malacha. Let's say, bring a nerdolog. And instead, he likes the.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be later. Yeah, that's right. So if it becomes, yeah, that's going to be later. See, yeah, yeah. Lemaisa, another shaila is what another shaila, hotel shaila. Apparently, you can ask them to bring breakfast into your room. Yeah, room service. Okay, so that's what I understand from this poem. So the shaila is, can you ask for this room service? Yeah, can you ask for room service to bring breakfast into the room? I want to try this out once. To room service, and then you know you are on the top floor. That's the fancy one that you see this. You know, you see the, you've got the penthouse. You know, that's the fancy room, and you've got the beautiful view onto the. And the thing, so and so the chalet is now the 12th floor up there. Now you want to ask for the room service because you want to have your breakfast in bed. Now the chalet is, you know that they are going to schlep the guy who's bringing this upstairs. How are they going to bring it? Yeah, it's 10th floor. Can you do that, or maybe you have to refrain from asking for room service? Because they're gonna do Michal Shabbos.
So how do you get
the room service?
You've got to phone them up.
Okay, so say you have Shabbos. Pardon?
Put the thing,
Yeah, but can you ask on Erev Shabbos on Friday, as you booked in, you wanna have room service. Can you do that? Because you know they're gonna come with
Erev Shabbos.
You say that's fine.
Yeah.
You benefit from melacha of a goy. Yeah? So the answer is that it's mutter. Even if you ask on Shabbos, it's mutter.
Why?
Because in terms of hana, we're going back, in terms of hana, the melacha, all, who is gaining from the melacha? No, because here, surely, he would make no difference to you if she schleps the 12 floors up, or she takes. She, as far as you are concerned, she can schlep upstairs, as far as you are concerned. So lemaisa, the one who is benefiting from the melacha, is her, and therefore it's mutter. Okay, these are just clear examples.
So how's that different from the...
Because the question is always, on the contrary, I'm trying to bring out this point. Who ultimately is benefiting from the melacha? In terms of the Issa Hana from Ma'as Anochi, you always have to ask the question, who is benefiting from the chil, from the melacha? So in the former case, in the former case, who is benefiting from it? The employer, the Yiddish employer. He's the one who's benefiting from her having access to the lift, because that makes them much more efficient. Therefore, it's also...
He said that,
why?
He said you give less staff.
Is that the case? Yeah. Is that the case? Is that the case?
And also, it's getting cold if she went up the stairs.
Oh, I see.
This is not mine, it's
this. Yeah, okay, if that's the case... I seriously hear it. I seriously can hear that. Rabbi said, I think that's a good svara. If it's going to get freezing cold by the time it's upstairs, and you're going to have to enjoy a cold...
cold coffee.
Yeah, cold coffee. So it would be the... I hear that. I really hear that. That's a good svara. So it would be... So if that's the case, the point is, you always need to ask yourself, who is benefiting from melacha? If it's the Yid who is benefiting from melacha, it's going to be also. If it's the Goy who's benefiting from melacha, it's going to be
that
mutter.
That applies then if you were staying in a non-kosher hotel, let's say, for whatever reason, business, and you ordered her a modest meal, for example, they have to heat it up in the ovens so you can eat, and they might bring it up, or you might have it downstairs. So on Shabbos, if you're away and you can't get home, and you're staying in a non-kosher hotel, you should order your modest meal, which then they will heat up for you in their ovens.
Yeah.
Is that Hanor as well?
Right, so it's Mutter, because here it's going to be, there's no Issa Hanor, because actually even the asking of heating up is going to be Mutter. Because it's a meal in Ochi for Tzorich Mitzvah. To have hot food on Shabbos considered Tzorich Mitzvah.
That's how it
goes to the... Takunit Bala Ito. You're coming to the there's no Tzorich Rabbim. Yeah, but it's yeah. No, I'm not. For hot food on Shabbos, it's definitely tzorich mitzvah. So whether it's tzorich gadol, if you've got an alternative, it's going to be considered tzorich gadol. Okay, I want to continue with Sif Dalet. You must continue. So im yesh ne beves yisrael v'ayin yehudi v'hidlik nei acher. This is the concept now. Shulchan Aruch is giving us a very yisraelistic concept that if there is a there's already light in the Yiddish house. And there's a candle lit already in the Yiddish house. When Yehudi, the guy is coming along, and the guy comes along and he says, oh no, I want to have a second light. And he switches the second light on. Whether it is a candle, whether it's electric, there was light before the guy appeared. The guy appears to the scene, he adds more light. Does melacha. Now what would you say? Do you have to, can you have an off from the light or not? Very good. Says Shulchan Aruch, Mutter l'shtamesh l'oiroi. You're allowed to have benefit. Are you allowed to have benefit from the second light? Yeah. Are you allowed to have benefit from the second light, Binyamin? Why? It's the melacha of a goy. Says Shulchan Aruch, Mutter l'shtamesh l'oiroi. You're allowed to have benefit from the second light, even. Never mind the first light, but even the second light. Be'oit, as long the neirishin doilek, as long as the first candle is lit. But once the second light is finished, then what happens then? You can't have any benefit from the second light.
Why? It's grumma.
Because
it's a grumma.
It's not grumma at all.
It is, because at the time, when it was lit at the time, it's got an extra half an hour left of lighting.
So that light, you're only having an off from a, you're having now after this first light is off, you're having an off from a loch of a goy. Yeah, and the melach was done. Now you don't have to have enough from it. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says, his words. Mutter l'shtamesh l'oiro b'oid ne'erishin doylik. As long as the first light is still burning, you're allowed to have enough from the second light. Aval, but, l'acha sheyich b'erishin, after the first light has gone off, also l'shtamesh l'oiro sheni. You're not allowed to have, after the first one has gone off, you're not allowed to have enough from the second light. V'chein, and similarly, him nosan shemen b'neir adoylek. Very interesting case. What if the goy comes along and he adds oil to the oil lamp? What would you say then? Elad or no elad to vano?
Probably not.
Probably not. Straight away. What would you? What would you say? Would be okay. He said Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, but that's it's called doing a melacha. You're adding fuel. Yeah, it is fuel. So essential chunuch, mut v'chenim nasan shemen. If you're adding oil, penei adoylik in a burning flame, burning candle, mut aleshtamesh. You're allowed to have benefit from it. Ad k'deshich la'ashemen shi'ubikva. Until, how much oil was there? How much fuel was there? And a half an hour worth of fuel. And he had another half an hour, so now you've got an hour's worth of fuel. So fine. So after half an hour, you have to walk away. Why? Because the rest you're having an hour from a melacha of a goy. But the first half an hour is fine. It doesn't really make a difference which oil,
The one he poured in is the one.
That's yeah, right. So you can't measure that. So the mutalim chayz ben yehudi shepol hadlik neir ol oisiv shemen and you're allowed to tell the goy to not to do you're allowed to tell the goy not to add oil because it's messing you up by adding oil.
Why does this not fit into the last bit of Aleph where he says he did it after you? You're right, you can't
do it, but the fact that he's done it and
you didn't have time, he came in,
he put oil in
there. Well,
yeah. If you rely on
the head or a month,
it's if
Elvis says
you don't need to leave. You don't have to walk out of the house.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
Yeah, so
you
should do it, but you
shouldn't
have to leave.
Yeah. No, but I think the halacha will be the same. So you shouldn't have to leave. You can use the oil. So I've got this extra half an hour. It should be the same to this dalit that we did.
If you
it's coming, added light.
Yeah, if that is the case that he was completely on.
Well, that's what it's implied is. It's what it's implied. The image may have a place as well. The boy only who did the Hadley Paul. It seems implied that he hasn't asked him to do it. It's not implied that there's a mirror in there. It's not totally talking about a knob. And therefore it should apply the simple to sit up.
Yeah. I mean, Mishabu does is mitzayin. Yeah. No, but the halacha will be the same. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're quickly going to recap what we learned tonight. We learned that if a person walks along with his maidservant, then if they're switching the light on, then you're not allowed to have an off from it. You're not allowed to benefit from it. If the goy just grabs the light and walks in with that, that's fine. You're not have any. That will be fine. If there is if the guy added the light or added oil, then you're allowed to have an off from it as long as it's an addition. But once that's the only thing that remains, you're not allowed to have any an off from it. Good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael.